This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at fatty foods and addiction, sitting and cancer risks, and finally a story about an enzyme involved in the aging process. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 332, recorded November 18th, 2011. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. An article on the November 2nd Bloomberg.com website discussed a growing body of medical research at leading universities and government laboratories suggesting that processed foods and sugary drinks made by the likes of PepsiCo Inc. and Kraft Foods Inc. are not simply unhealthy. They can hijack the brain in ways that resemble addictions to cocaine, nicotine, and other drugs. According to the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the data is so overwhelming, the field has to accept it. We are finding tremendous overlap between drugs in the brain and food in the brain. 28 scientific studies and papers on food addiction have been published this year, according to the National Library of Medicine database. As the evidence expands, the science of addiction could become a game changer for the $1 trillion food and beverage industries. The cost to society is enormous. A 2009 study of 900,000 people, published in the journal The Lancet, found that moderate obesity reduces life expectancy by 2 to 4 years, while severe obesity shortens life expectancy by as much as 10 years. Obesity has been shown to boost the risk of heart disease, diabetes, some cancers, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, and stroke, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The cost of treating illnesses associated with obesity were estimated at $147 billion in 2008, again according to a 2009 study in Health Affairs. Surf to our show notes for the full article. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. As many as 49,000 cases of breast cancer and 43,000 cases of colon cancer occur in the United States every year and are linked to a lack of physical activity, according to estimates presented recently at the American Institute for Cancer Research's annual conference. The estimate underscores the critical role that both activity and inactivity play in the development of specific cancers. At the American Institute for Cancer Research annual research conference on food, nutrition, and physical activity in Washington, experts presented data from a new paper on physical activity and breast cancer prevention and reviewed the mounting evidence that a brisk daily walk helps to reduce several key biological indicators of cancer risk, including sex hormone levels, insulin resistance, inflammation, and body fatness. The researchers also presented new findings from the emerging field of sedentary behavior research, which is finding that sitting for long periods of time can increase some of those same indicators of cancer risk, even among people who exercise daily. Based on these findings, the AICR is urging Americans to make time for physical activity and break every hour of sitting with 1 to 2 minutes of activity. These breaks can be as simple as walking to a colleague's office instead of sending an email or going to the kitchen to get a glass of water. Neville Owen, head of behavioral epidemiology at Australia's Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute, presented evidence that suggests sitting for long periods of time is associated with health risks, even for people who are regularly physically active. As always, COT's Health Beat recommends discussing all exercise and physical activity questions with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for the full article. According to an article published in the October 31st issue of Science Daily, by consuming fewer calories, aging can be slowed down and the development of age-related diseases such as cancer and type 2 diabetes can be delayed. The earlier calorie intake is reduced, the greater the effect. Research at the University of Gothenburg have now identified one of the enzymes that hold the key to the aging process. According to Michael Molin of the Department of Cell and Molecular Biology, the scientists are now able to show that the caloric restriction slows down aging by preventing an enzyme, peroxyredoxin, from being inactivated. This enzyme is also extremely important in counteracting damage to our genetic material. By gradually reducing the intake of sugar and proteins without reducing vitamin and minerals, researchers have previously shown that monkeys can live several years longer than expected. Caloric restriction also has favorable effects on our health and delays the development of age-related diseases. Despite this, researchers in the field have found it difficult to explain exactly how caloric restriction produces these favorable effects. Peroxyredoxins have also been shown to be capable of preventing proteins from being damaged and aggregating, a process that has been linked to several age-related disorders affecting the nervous system, such as in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. As always, surf to our show notes for the full article, and remember to discuss all nutritional recommendations, especially those related to protein intake, with your qualified healthcare professional. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from President John F. Kennedy. Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.
In any other world, you could tell the difference. And let it all unfurl. Into broken remnants. smiling like you mean it. And let yourself let go, 'cause it's all in the hands of a bit to bit someone. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. Take a bow, play the part of a lonely, lonely heart. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. To the world you thought you lived in.
Forget my story. My face is not sad, but inside I am sad.